So I've been given the privilege of giving a final word of hope. And I want to tell you that I'm ordained Anglican, and I'm called an Anglican priest. And for my second call, I was called to a small town in rural Saskatchewan. And the interview was not very honest, as I discovered once I got there, because the small town was a closed town. And what that means, that town had a lot of secrets. The suicide rate for young men was much higher than the provincial average. And I didn't know it because I wasn't told, but that the Anglican church that I was called to was really made up of mostly disaffected United Church members who were angry over the church's inclusion of all people. So they went to the Anglican church. And my first Sunday, I got up and in my homily preached what I normally preach about, and that is God's love is for all people. And that week, I started getting hate rants from a number of people in the congregation. And I was there for 5 years. I managed to hang on for 5 years, and I was vilified, and I was spat upon in the street. People would literally walk across the street if they saw me coming. They went to the bishop. They did all that they could to get rid of me. I was aware of the toll it took on me in 5 years. But I was also aware that that was nothing compared to what people were living. Today, I have been deeply moved by this lay-led service. I have been deeply touched by the stories that have been shared. As we have stood and sat together in vulnerability, in the pain and the tears of what has been shared, in the joy and the celebration of transformation, in the words of the songs and in the scripture readings, we have been changed by the power of love. And we have a job to do. Our job is to take what we have been given here this day. We take that with us as we go out into our everyday lives. We remember that, and we are mindful that this day there are many who still do not feel safe. And so, because of what we have shared today, and because of what we know to be true, we must continue to draw that circle of love and inclusion ever wider until no one is left standing alone on the outside. Now, my uniform as an Anglican priest is black. I wear black pants and a black shirt and a white little tabby collar thing. And even though my time here amongst you will end at the end of June, I would like, if it's okay with you, to be there with you at Pride, on the Pride Parade, and march with James Bay United Church, wearing my blacks, to show that at least one Anglican, one Anglican wants to be all that you are. And I thank you for the courage of what you are doing here. It truly has changed me and has helped this day to heal some of those memories that I carry from my time in small town Saskatchewan. Amen.